I kept thinking about this week. I kept thinking about them as I watched the things unfold at Notre Dame. On Monday night, I went to bed, and I had the image, I don't know how many of you saw it, if you're watching the news, it would be hard to miss, of the spire falling to the ground in the middle of the fire. And I was heartsick. But the next morning when I got up, there was a new image that had emerged. And that was of the inside of the cathedral. There were charred things all around, and in the middle of the char was a giant golden cross standing on the altar. Now, I'm not, I have to admit, much for signs and those kinds of things, but I saw that cross, and I couldn't help but live in hope, knowing that out of ash comes new life. From death and destruction can come something new. God is always making life new. And as I opened the paper again this morning, I pray that's true. If you haven't seen, there were bombings in Sri Lanka as people were worshiping for Easter. And I just pray, as God has done so many times before, God again will bring some new life out of this tragedy. That is what we proclaim as Christians. New life. Life over death. Love over hate. Weeping spends the night, but joy comes in the morning. In our Easter story today, we hear this. It's how the story begins. It was the day after the Sabbath. It was the first day of the week at dawn. I don't think it's coincidence that Matthew started his story that way of Easter morning. It was the first day of the week. It was the first thing in the morning. It was something new. The story of death was over, and now the story of life new would begin. And so you would think the women had been told this. This is the part of the story that's always confusing to me. The women had been told this, that Jesus would rise again. They should have woken up knowing, weeping spends the night, joy comes in the morning, let's go see what happened at the tomb. But what's so interesting in the story is they don't. And you all know, you've been there. There are times I've gone to bed crying, and I wake up crying. Weeping spent the night, and it also visited me in the morning. Right? It's not always that formulaic. And so the women certainly went to bed weeping. They were grieving their friend, their family member, their teacher, and they woke up sad too. And they couldn't go to that tomb in great joy because they either hadn't listened very well to Jesus or they didn't believe him. Here's the crazy thing. They had been told three separate times by Jesus that he would rise again. And there's even a little zinger in this story if you pay attention. The guard says, he has risen as he told you he would. Right? It's a little bit of an I told you so. But they weren't able to hear that. And I wonder why. But then I think of human nature. Sometimes we just don't listen, do we? I remember with a family member once I asked them to do X, Y, and Z. And they did X. And I said, why didn't you do Y and Z? And they looked at me straight-faced and said, I guess I stopped listening. We do that. We just stop listening sometimes. And then you add on the fact that this was probably a really hard time. And think about how hard it is to hear something after you've been had some sort of shock. Right? And so you've been given a terrible diagnosis. How many people, after they hear the word cancer, hear anything else the doctor says? Not many. We hear something hard, and it's hard to keep listening. When those disciples, when these women heard Jesus say, I am going to die, my guess is they shut off. Right? They went into panic mode, and they didn't hear the rest. They didn't hear, I'm going to rise again. They weren't able to. And sometimes we're not able to either. Sometimes things just feel too hard. Sometimes the death around us question feels too deep. But here's the amazing thing about Easter. Jesus rose anyway. It didn't matter. It didn't depend on those women believing. It didn't depend on them somehow having heard Jesus correctly. Jesus still rose. And it doesn't depend on us either. We don't have to get it just right. We're always told in our world, you get what you're looking for. And I get that. I like that, right? Going with a positive attitude, probably things will be better. But sometimes that's not true. And sometimes we're just not able to muster the emotional strength to go in glass half full kind of people, right? Sometimes we're in those places of death and depression. And even in those moments, God promises us there is new life. It doesn't depend on us. God will do it anyway. So if that's true, then what does that leave for us? But I think the story tells us exactly what's left for us. If it's not up to us whether Jesus rises from the dead, and thank God it's not, what do we do? How do we respond? And I think that's what we should ask ourselves this Easter morning. Because we see two very different responses in our story for today. This Easter story of all the four, I think, is kind of the most comical. This big angel comes, there's an earthquake, rolls the tomb away, and then the angel just sits there. Like, sits on the tomb watching everybody. And this is my favorite part. The guards play dead. They lay down and play dead. But the women don't. It says the women run with fear. They are afraid because something big has just happened. And great joy. They run off to find Jesus. And they run off to tell the other disciples that life has come. That it is a new day. That Jesus is there. What do we do when life busts in? Do we lay down and play dead because it's too hard to think about or we don't understand what's going on? Or do we run and see what God will do with it? The hard part is we don't know what's coming necessarily. We don't know when God will show up with new life, and we don't know how it's going to happen. And so sometimes the best we do is put one foot in front of the other and not give up. But here's what God promises us. God will always show up. That death and destruction, despite our best efforts, because we're pretty good at looking for death, aren't we? Will not have the last word. Even though we don't know how. Anne Lamott, one of my favorite writers of faith, she's been through addiction and abortion and bad relationships, got married last week for the first time, and she wrote this about her wedding. She said, "I got married last week. It was my first marriage to the love of my life. I had gotten my Medicare card 3 weeks prior. So never, ever give up. Because God is a show-off. God is a show-off. We don't know when. We don't know how. But God does show up. Even in the midst of us searching for death, dawn comes. New day, new hope, new life. So what will you do when it shows up? Will you lay down and play dead? Or will you get up? Will you grab the feet of Jesus? And then will you go and tell others? Go and tell others that life wins. That death never has the last word. That is the great good news of Easter. And that is what breaks out of the tomb for us today. Don't lay down and play dead. Tell everyone you know.